So glad you're joining me today because I have someone extra lovely and beautiful and talented. She's beautiful inside and out. And the word I think of when I think of her is sweet and kind and, of course, gifted and talented. If you know the name, you know that she is amazing. Ellie Holcomb. She's a writer, an author, a speaker, a singer, and writing books and for kids. And I can't wait to talk about this one. It talks about new life. Ellie Holcomb, the author of Spring Sings. And Ellie, thank you for your time today. How is life right now? Before we talk about the book, how's life?
Absolutely. It's so good to be here. Life, like spring feels like the perfect season. Everything is alive. Yes. The colors, the flowers, and all of our children are very alive and involved in all the activities. So we're track, soccer, you know, baseball, dance, and it's in full swing. And we are so, so grateful.
Okay, the typical question I ask people that write a book, it's like, why this book? Why did you feel like you needed to say this? And tell us about the book. It's so cute.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, Easter, I think, it's the most beautiful story that I know. You know,
yes.
The story of love beating death. And, you know, for whatever reason in my life, I have right around the spring or right in the midst of winter, I have actually walked through, and I'm sure a lot of people have had this, just a lot of sorrow and loss. And every single year, what has always struck me is in the midst of losing people that I love, we had the tornado happen March 3rd of 2020.
Yes.
Right in the midst of those seasons of deep loss, spring comes around.
Come on.
And I'm looking at trees that look dead.
Yeah,
that look like you're like, what? How is that ever going to be green again? Like literally in 3D in color, come to life again. And I feel like the earth is a good preacher for me. Creation is a good preacher for me. And spring especially has been. And what spring has reminded me of, what the earth has reminded me of in the season of spring, God's creation has reminded me that death is never the end of the story.
Amen.
And that is a story.
Amen.
That is the reason to sing.
Yes.
And that is something that I want kids to know and hold on to. And so I dreamed for a lot of years, you know, ever since 2020 post that tornado, I remember seeing a tree that fell down, that got knocked down. And from this tree that was even knocked down on the ground, green leaves were springing forth.
Come
and I just thought, man, this is the story of the gospel.
Yes,
and
it is.
Right here in front of our eyes. And so to get to help kids connect the story that the earth is telling to the story that God is inviting all of us into felt like a little bit irresistible.
Oh, it's beautiful. And you're exactly right. The earth is God's evidence, you know, that he's alive and well, that he brings from death to life. He brings new life, new vision, new beginning. So even at Easter time and beyond that, during the season of the summer, we can feel his glory all around us by seeing what he's provided. So this book is available. And tell me again, it's called what?
It's called Spring Sings. And there's a record to go along with
Aww,
it. There's songs to sing with your little ones.
Yes.
And, you know, it's an Easter book, but it's a book about Easter, but I feel like, don't we need the story of Easter, maybe especially in the dark, cold winter months?
So,
my hope is that it's a year-round Easter book for families.
I love that. So, yes, we're going to be talking about it year-round. And if you want to know more about this beautiful book by Ellie Holcomb, she has written this precious book with the music that goes with it, Spring Sings. It's on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out at star883.com.